America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We're going to play as play on a Falcons Victory Monday. Coach's Show, guys, coming up at 6. We're going to hear Arch along with Ebba Cady and Coach Ra, right? Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Coach and Darnell Mooney.
Darnell. What's up, Darnell?
What's up, Darnell? He's been playing so well, man. But, yeah. Kirk Cousins as well. Right. And then the player guest is Caden Ellis.
Cool beans. And Caden Ellis had a big stop and some big plays. And we talked about him last week trying to ramp up the pass rush. So, great, great vibe up there. And Cowboy fans. Oh, man. And look, I get it. If you grew up, and we talked about this earlier, ran into one of our loyal listeners who happened to grow up in Birmingham, and so that's like neutral territory. I guess you could lean towards the Falcons. His dad actually watched the USFL team in there and also liked going up to Memphis to watch Reggie White play back in the day. But he gave me this whole story about how he became a Cowboy fan. I'm like, that's okay. You know, because if you grow up in a flyover state that doesn't have an NFL team, you kind of, you know, just like if you grow up in Utah, another one being a Braves fan. You're not a Dodger fan, you're a Braves fan.
Yeah. But they were on TV all the time.
Right.
That was a team that was being promoted the most in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Let's just be honest.
Problem was getting to the stadium, and it's funny because all week long, you and I are like, you must be in your seat. Let's get in there when the player introductions happen like you should, like we saw with the Tampa Bay fans were in person last week. So I make this big pronouncement, get your butt in there.
Yeah.
And then me and Becky, we leave 11:15, takes like 30 minutes to get to the stadium, and then we get on 85, and bang! Dead stop south of the airport. And I'm like, what the hell? And now I'm in no man's land. I've already missed the exit for 285. So, and then I'm like, she's like, rolling roadblocks. Don't tell me somebody's running for president is in town again. And no, it was the construction because they're paving. It's smooth as glass, by the way.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Really nice in the 75-85, but they were doing some of that. So I said, all right, we'll go plan B. So I got off of Cleveland Avenue and I rolled down a back way.
Yeah.
But everyone else is following me because I got a Falcon. So I got these Alabama Yahoos and Mississippi people. They're all Cowboy fans. No idea where they're going. They're doing 3-point turns in the middle of, you know, nobody. So just absolute blank show. So that's these petty aggravations. And Becky's like, remember your anger management technique. I know. I'm like, I know. I'm going to be good. And so we finally get down. Now we're close, right? We're less than a mile and a half out. I did this rant yesterday on my, a small rant on Twitter about it. And we finally get close. Now we're down by like my Whitehall, south of like Magic City and everything. And now there's the freaking Peloton. These jackleg bicyclists decide, oh, it's game day for the Falcons. What a perfect day to clog a lane with a bunch of guys on bicycles.
So you couldn't get by.
And I'm literally, Becky's like, don't say it. I go, I can't help it. And I literally rolled down. I go, you know there's a Falcon game today. And why do you have to drive like a Good and Plenty to ride a bicycle? And these outfits are ridiculous.
They're all dressed the same, right?
Look,
they're
get
all
it,
dressed the same.
And I know I'm going to get some hate texts and all that, but you bicyclists, man, go up in the mountains. Get out of the city. Thank you. It's game day, man.
It's game day. It's game day.
You know, and then your last petty torment, you know, then we get to the CNN deck, and now there's the deck or whatever, and then, oh, is this parking? Yeah, and then everybody's getting the last minute, they're getting out of the nobody knows where they're free. The cops aren't helping. The traffic's insane. Took me an hour and 40 minutes to get to the freaking game yesterday. And then of course, because we're all digital, you go to the damn, how does this work? It's not working. Yeah, no one knows how to use the barcodes on their phone to get in the stadium.
The tickets.
Put it in your wallet. Not in your wallet. The wallet
in your phone.
Anyway. But I didn't punch anybody. I left that. for the guys at the Georgia-Florida game. Holy cow, those guys got tuned up. They were drunk as a skunk. But what's making more news other than Georgia and Florida fans, and mostly Florida fans showing their arse, was the Jacksonville PD. Now, look, if you got to take down a guy who's unruly, you can hit him with a taser. But this guy was like, I guess he thought this guy was a dartboard for his taser. He just hit this guy twice. And then this one cop who's apparently being investigated, he's got the handcuffs. Dude, you're not supposed to. Look, my father was a cop. My brother's on the job. We've got good friends that are cops. You're not supposed to use your handcuffs like brass knuckles. This guy's, I mean, I get it. You want to subdue somebody. Heaven forbid your weapon gets lost or so, but you can't be sitting like wheeling on a guy like you're working on the speed bag at the gym.
He was working him over. And what was crazy is he didn't give a damn who was filming. He did not care. He was like, I'm going in on this dude. Y'all can film all you want to. I was shocked at how much he was punching that guy. I was like, man, he's laying this dude out.
What did he do?
I have no idea.
And that's the thing. In defense of law enforcement, if you see a snippet of the video, you don't know what the whole thing is. But you certainly can't sit there and go Joe Palooka on somebody for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was crazy.
There was bad optics on that, but Florida fans were definitely getting tuned up. Meanwhile, we live in a generation that a lot of kids and young people, whatever it is, old people too, don't realize there's consequences for your actions. So when a former center in the NFL, who's actually a really good guy, Jason Kelce, walks by, the idea that you're going to yell, hey, your brother's black, Taylor Swift, Kelce!
Good luck with that.
Kelce! I don't know if he got the right guy's phone in Happy Valley. This was up. He was up there doing college game day. Kelce made an appearance, tried to kick field goals with McAfee. And, you know, we like the Kelces. I like those guys. And the kid, whoever was popping off, obviously had alcohol for liquid courage. It's almost like, look, I get it. If you're going to run your mouth, there's going to be a chance you may get your butt kicked. Mm. I think there's so many folks, and I don't know, I don't want to make it a generational thing because there's people our age do the same thing. But it's like you feel like you're going to be able to yell at a guy who's capable of squashing you like a grape. And anyway, you saw it. He takes the phone, whammy, and he spikes the phone on the sidewalk, and everybody's like, oh, my God.
He picked it up and took it with him. That was the best part. He slams the phone and then picks it up. It's like, I got this. And, I mean, come get it. And the guy was like, wait a minute.
First off, the whole premise of your comment, you're going to say your brother is a homophobic epithet because he's dating one of the hottest women on the planet and biggest pop stars. Just, I mean, to me, it's like, look, take it from me. I'm a guy who's run my mouth, and sometimes I've had people, you win some fights, you lose some fights, but you got to know they may be coming, right?
No doubt. I thought Kelce handled that perfectly. And honestly, if you are in my face like that, Mike, I have every right to slap your phone away or do whatever I need to do. I'm with you on this, man. And by the way, this is a punk kid. Right. This is a punk kid just trying to start something.
So I did get
learn today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did get a kick out of that. So as the saying goes, blank around and find out. Hey, by the way, we're going to be hitting the road this week. Just a programming note. Thursday, Chris, we're going to be at Taco Mac. That's the one on Dallas Highway in Marietta. So over in that neck of the woods, Cobites, come out and say hi to Dukes and Bell. We'll be out there doing the show.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.